از براش در و اینجا.
Far Cry Primal is a first-person video game recently released by French developer Ubisoft. It centers around a Stone Age hunter and the efforts of his tribe, the Weenja, to survive in a primitive world filled with mammoths, saber-toothed tigers, and other hostile forces. While such a theme is often enough to draw in customers, Ubisoft ran into a problem when it came to the in-game dialogue.
From the get-go, they knew after doing some tests that doing caveman English or caveman French or caveman whatever just simply wouldn't work. It sounded dumb, as they said, right? It just sounded comical. It sounded like the game was a farce instead of something that was actually grounded in reality.
That's Dr. Andrew Bird, an assistant professor of linguistics at UK. He was contacted by Ubisoft when they found several fables he had recorded in Proto-Indo-European. His wife and fellow language professor, Brenna Bird, said after these recordings were posted to Archaeology Magazine's website, they went viral.
When Ubisoft decided that they wanted to have languages built off of Proto-Indo-European, they Googled, and boom, there was Andrew, and we were pretty excited.
Andrew and Brenna created three different languages for the game's tribes, Weenja, Udom, and Izila. While the first two were dialects of each other, Andrew says Izila, spoken by the main antagonists, was meant to sound quite distinct.
So Batari is the queen of the Hisilach. So in Weenja, it would just be Batari Fragi. Within Udom, it would be Batari Fragi. You can see how the pace is very different. But within Izila, which is a completely different language, it would be Batari Sregnis Hesti. So it sounds very different.
While Andrew nailed down each language's structure, Brenna made sure the voice actors and motion capture actors were comfortable with the actual speech. This, she says, was accomplished through direct immersion.
I had them introducing themselves to each other as their characters. I had them pantomiming, running around, throwing spear, pretending to throw spears, pretending to throw different things.
To ensure they stayed in character, Ubisoft separated the actors by in-game tribe, even isolating the Izila from everyone else.
The main Izila actor for Batari, Deborah Wilson, would go and she would like do her warm-up exercises in a completely different room because she didn't want to be tainted by the Weenja.
As fun as these reads could be, Andrew and Brenna's main goal was ensuring the language sounded authentic.
It could be a little demotivating because they would have this scene and they'd gotten all the emotions right and they'd got all they'd looked at the camera exactly right and the director would yell, "Yeah, that's so great." And then Andrew or I would have to be the...
Excuse me, you pronounce this word. It's not Diha, it's Daha.
Despite this challenge, the team persevered, and Far Cry Primal has gone on to sell many copies, even becoming the top-selling game in the United Kingdom. The Professors Bird have capitalized on success by offering a daily Weenja lesson on Twitter. They also hope to introduce Proto-Indo-European to UK students through an undergraduate course next spring.
We'd like to make it so that the person who doesn't have Greek or doesn't have Latin and doesn't have Sanskrit, doesn't have Hittite in their background, could actually learn something about Proto-Indo-European without having to take those classes. That's what we're kind of hoping for.
My full interview with Professors Andrew and Brenna Bird can be found online at WUKY.org. For WUKY News, I'm Chase Cavanaugh.